other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some of the biggest fake liberal and fake conservative establishment hack websites have, quote, declared war on Ron Paul and Ron Paul supporters. In the last 4 weeks, every major neocon transmission has called for the arrest, saying that Paul supporters are dangerous, evil. Now they're saying the military needs to be used against us. They realize the American people are getting past the left-right paradigm and waking up to their illegal wars and their treason. The federal government has geared up massively for martial law funding and martial law contingents, saying for domestic unrest, riots, or insurrection by the American people. Bush has declared unilaterally that Congress is not over continuity of government, and then unilaterally in Ottawa 3 months ago, 2.5 months ago, transferred authority to the United Nations. That's mainstream news. Dr. Corsi has covered that. For conservatives that can't wake up, he woke up. He's the guy that shot down Kerry with the Swift boats. He can read the documents. It's time for liberals, conservatives, libertarians, everybody to come together. You have been coming together under Ron Paul, who, by the way, scheduled to come on the day before Thanksgiving next Wednesday. I was going to take that day off. Not now. And I just want to see my family. I see my children like 30 minutes a day now in the morning because I've worked till late at night. But the point is that all of this stuff is happening. The people don't want war anymore. The establishment knows that the people now don't trust them. Both parties, again, have 11% approval ratings, and the establishment is angry. The establishment is panicking. The establishment is doing everything they can to say it's treason to say you're against the war. No, it is treason against the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence of 1776 and the Bill of Rights of 1789 to come out and say we don't have the right to say we're against the war, and that we don't have a right to talk about $4 trillion plus missing from the Pentagon coffers, and that we don't have a right to say we don't want private Blackwater mercenaries operating domestically with total immunity inside the United States, or that we don't want our military made up now of a large portion, 20% plus, of foreigners. Every key point of dictatorship, from camps to foreign troops, it's all happening in plain view. The Republic has never been in more trouble, ladies and gentlemen. And I am just stricken with grief to see it go this far. The New World Order is not backing off. The globalists are not backing off. They know people are aware of them now. They know people are waking up at an accelerated rate against them now. They've seen the tea leaves, and they are moving with tyranny. When they start laying the groundwork for banning free speech and arresting people for free speech and sending the military against the American people and equating Ron Paul and Ron Paul supporters with Al-Qaeda, as they've done in words on national television, this is absolutely off the charts outrageous. This is so incredible. To have Glenn Beck call me dangerous because of my 9/11 truth information. To have him call all of us dangerous. To call Ron Paul dangerous. This lets us know we're not just some fledgling movement. We're not some little group of people. We have incredible power. And that's why they're so scared of liberals, conservatives, libertarians, whatever term you want to use. Freedom lovers. They are so deathly afraid of the American people saying no to their global empire. And it is so outrageous to see them setting up a congressional committee to decide what could stimulate homegrown terrorism to, quote, prevent it, and claiming that 9/11 and Ron Paul and any group that questioned the war are aiding Al-Qaeda, literally in congressional testimony, while trying to pass this bill, is absolutely off the charts. This is a clear talking point of the highest order. This is a prime directive from the White House and their foreign handlers to move against the American people and attempt to set up an open dictatorship of the elite, passing the baton, of course, on to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Red-level attack on the Republic is taking place. We must speak out and resist it. So there's no phone number.
It's a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The federal government has passed out of the House the first official thought crime law, saying that a board in Congress will decide what speech could lead someone to become a terrorist. And then they had hearings last week and listed 9/11 truth groups, anti-war groups, and said that they aid Al-Qaeda. Now in unison, Fox News, CNN have attacked Congressman Ron Paul, who on every issue is above 80% in the polls. He supports every issue the American people support, anti-war, pro-sovereignty. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be covering this coming up in 30 minutes. This is all off the charts. This is just mind-blowing. Speaking of the war and what has led us to the edge of what the neocons call World War IV with Iran, this American, Pax America, Anglo-American global empire, is Norman Baker. And he's written a powerful book, The Strange Death of Dr. David Kelly. We have links to that up on InfoWars.com. He is a member of Parliament. He's a British parliamentarian and the Liberal Democrat member of Parliament from Lewes. He is currently in a Liberal Democrat spokesman for the Cabinet Office of the Chancellor to the Duchy of Lancaster. He was a Liberal Democratic Shadow Environment and Rural Affairs Secretary. And it goes on. You can read his bio up on InfoWars.com or TruthNews.us. And I remember the police reports about how they were seeing men in black uniforms running away from Kelly's body, and his wrists were slit, but no blood really there at the scene. Undigested pills, he told friends and families in an email to colleagues, I'll be found dead in the woods if I don't shut up. And so now Norman Baker, MP, has been leading the charge to expose this, and we salute his courage. Thank you for coming on, sir.
I'm very pleased to be here.
I know you're here to talk about Dr. David Kelly, but we're having really scary developments here in the U.S. where, I don't know if you're aware of this, Bush in the defense funding for this year has stated that they're prepared for domestic insurrection and martial law term is used, and they are now have talking points on television about using the military against the American people. Do you have any comments on that?
Well, I mean, it's your country rather than mine, but what I would say is that many people in the world have admired the American Constitution. It's lasted very well for 200 years, and it provides essential safeguards in a democratic country. And if the war on terror demands that civil liberties be completely removed, then one has to ask whether or not the terrorists have won, if that's the objective. The only safe way of conducting society is to ensure that basic liberties are protected.
Well, I thought the terrorists attacked us because they hated our liberty.
Well, quite so. And if that's the case, and the answer is to remove liberties, then that's what I mean by the terrorist winning. So even if you are benign in your interpretation of the activities of the president, then you have to conclude he's helping the terrorists by taking away liberties.
Now, the death of Dr. David Kelly is so important, obviously, for listeners, just to fill him in. He'd been the head of the Portendown Bioweapons Lab with all its strange going-ons. He had also been one of the head UN inspectors and had even been pro-war early on. You're the expert, correct me if I'm wrong. But then he suddenly started saying, no, this is fake intelligence. And then suddenly he's found dead in a park, a wooded area. I think that's the way to start this off with who Dr. David Kelly was and why there'd be a motive to kill him and then what your book covers.
Well, okay. I mean, Dr. Kelly was the weapons inspector above all. He was regarded as the most efficient weapons inspector in the world by both, not just British people, but by US and Australians and others as well. He probably did more to reduce the threat from weapons of mass destruction than anybody else on the planet. He discovered the illegal Soviet activities for biological weapons, and he also, of course, largely disarmed Saddam Hussein through his discovery in the 1990s. So he's a very, very powerful figure of integrity. He just took intelligence as he saw it, and he would then work on that basis. So when he saw intelligence that suggested there might be weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that was all he was worried about. And what concerned him, I think, was the British government in particular, but also I think the US and Australian governments, then sought to use what was neutrally provided intelligence from the intelligence services and twist it for political means. As Hans Blix, the UN weapons inspector, said, the British government took question marks and turned them into exclamation marks. And it was that distortion of intelligence, I think, that Dr. Kelly found profoundly unacceptable.
Now, he was speaking out privately, and you can fill us in on the details that you cover in your book. He was speaking out privately, and I guess somebody got scared he was going to speak out publicly because on the eve of the war, the most respected arms inspector in the world and a scientist and an expert on these systems said that they didn't have WMDs. That would have shot down the war to begin with. I mean, can you talk about the chain of events that led to his murder?
Yes, I don't think he was going to say there were no WMDs. He thought there was a 30% chance that there were chemical weapons, for example. But what he wasn't prepared to accept was that Britain could be hit within 45 minutes, which is the spin that had come out from the UK government based on one source only.
Saddam could barely even hit, before the 90s destruction, he could barely even hit Israel with Scuds.
Well, exactly. I mean, there was a question mark as to what he could do at all. But the intelligence coming out suggesting that he had this massive capability, of course, came from Iraqi elements who wanted the UK and US to involve themselves in Iraq in order to rid the country of Saddam Hussein and replace Saddam Hussein with themselves. And he wasn't prepared to go along with that. Now, he had license to talk to the press. There's nothing new about that. And in one off-the-record conversation with a BBC reporter, Andrew Gilligan, he discredited the government's claim in respect to the 45-minute threat to the UK.
And then that started to bubble out, and magically the problem died.
That's right. And that's right. That came out. There was a huge hullabaloo about it. Dr. Kelly was then exposed by the Ministry of Defence, and really, within a very short time, he was then dead.
Let's talk specifically about how he died. And I mean, it's murder, clearly. And now in the major polls, the majority of Brits believe that as well, and why you decided to boldly come public. Let's talk about the evidence of it being murder and then also some of the things he told people.
Well, I mean, as far as he told people, he told David Boucher, a diplomat, he'd be found dead in the woods. And that was some months before he was found dead in the woods. And David
Bradford also told a fellow weapons inspector that.
Well, he also, yes, he explained his concerns to Dick Spurtzel, U.S. weapons inspector. He also told Mike Pedersen, the U.S. spy, which that's what her husband called her, a U.S. Army person, of his fear from the Iraqi elements. Now, what happened, of course, in the woods is that he was found in the morning by two paramedics, two volunteers initially, then paramedics, who came on the scene. There was so little blood that the paramedics, who had years and years of experience, didn't even realize at first he'd actually had an incision. That's how limited the blood was.
And those who don't know, if you die by slitting your wrist, there's going to be quarts and quarts and quarts, in some cases a gallon or more.
Well, it's like a slaughterhouse. I mean, the reality is that it's quite difficult to die by slitting your wrists. There was a study actually carried out in the U.S. I've forgotten which state it was, but they examined attempted suicides by prisoners in the late 1990s, and they found that of 275 attempts to die by cutting your wrists, only one succeeded.
That's because the body closes down through limited shock, the arteries
right.
and veins in the area.
That's right. And that in fact, was, of course, cutting the radial artery, which is the widest artery in the wrist. Dr. Kelly is alleged to have cut the ulnar artery, which is a tiny artery of matchstick thickness hidden in the wrist, deep beneath nerves and tendons. The idea that Dr. Kelly, or anyone else for that matter, would want to kill themselves by cutting an obscure artery which causes pain to get to is frankly simply absurd. It's impossible clinically to die from cutting the ulnar artery the way Dr. Kelly did. So that's the first point. The second point is that he's supposed to have had these tablets taken. Well, I mean, 29 tablets were missing from the blister packs found in his pocket. One was left there conveniently for the police to determine it was a clue. Of those 29 tablets, those wouldn't be enough to kill him in any case. And even if they were, they would cause slow, lingering death over a period of days.
And they were also undigested.
Yes, as liver failure kicked in. And what they found was, in his stomach, there was only a fifth of a tablet. And in his bloodstream, even according to the official toxicologist at the inquiry, his bloodstream contained at most only a third of the dose necessary to constitute a lethal dose.
Now, witnesses also saw guys running away from the body.
Well, they saw three men in dark clothing close to the body, not running away from it, close to the body who...
I'm going from memory. I remember reading it in the papers that when they saw him, they said, hey, and then they did leave quickly, didn't they?
Well, they were spotted. No one knew who they were. And subsequently, the police said they were police officers. But if they were police officers, they were never identified.
Oh.
And no one quite knew why they were there. I mean, the other interesting fact about the police, of course, there are many interesting facts about the police in this case. One of them is that one particular officer was left with the body, and the scene which was described by those who saw the body afterwards is markedly different from the scene described by those who saw the body before the police officer arrived.
Amazing. I mean, it's clear they murdered him, but who would have the motive? Who generally would do this? Would it be an MI6 shop, or would they bring in contractors?
No, well, I mean, it was quite easy in my mind to... After a year's investigation, I was in no doubt that Dr. Kelly had been murdered. That's absolutely beyond
doubt. Well, how did they kill him if it wasn't the pills and wasn't the wrist?
Yeah. Well, I think the key to unraveling the mystery is to ask why he died in that way, or why he had those particular marks in his arm and the pills were there and so on. Nobody would commit suicide in that way, let alone someone as experienced a microbiologist as Dr. Kelly. But equally, nobody would murder someone in such a clumsy way. And therefore, you have to conclude he wasn't murdered in that way. He was murdered in a different way. And I believe I've been told this, in fact, he was murdered by a shot of a lethal substance in his bum, which was sufficient to kill him. There are plenty of substances, unfortunately, which are lethal and unversatile.
So what, friends drop by the house, they tell him to take a ride, they put a gun to his head and say, bend over, and that's it?
Well, I think he went for his normal walk. He was then kidnapped en route by people who doubtless staked out his normal movements. He was then, at some point in the next few hours, given this lethal injection, and he was then dumped. And what I think then happened, he was murdered by Iraqi elements in the UK, for reasons I'll go into if you want. Then after that, I think what happened was, that this decision was taken at quite a high level to cover up the death, and it was therefore made to look like a suicide.
Would you say Ahmed Shalabi should be a suspect?
The libel laws in the UK are rather tighter than in the US, so I better not answer that question.
Yeah. Okay, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
When
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Do you owe the IRS $15,000 or more? Are you worried about wage garnishments, bank levies, and IRS seizures? American Tax Relief has helped thousands of honest, hardworking Americans settle their tax debt for less than they owe. If you qualify, we can settle your tax debt for less. Stop garnishments and levies, as well as remove penalties and interest. Our staff of tax professionals will work hard to give you the best possible settlement you qualify for. Having the right experienced and knowledgeable professionals on your side can save you money as well as time and stress. American Tax Relief can help you get the fresh start you've been looking for.
So call for a free, no-obligation consultation at 1-800-396-1316 and get the relief and peace of mind you deserve. Do it now. Call American Tax Relief at 1-800-396-1316. 1-800-396-1316. That's 1-800-396-1316.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with The Divided Kingdom."
Welcome back. Norman Baker, prominent member of the British Parliament, very respected as our guest. The Strange Death of Dr. David Kelly is his book, selling quite nicely in England. You can also get it via Amazon.com here in the United States. Yeah, I mean, Chalabi's a convicted bank robber and involved in all sorts of black ops in Iraq, and we're not even saying it's him. There's dozens of groups that are little clients for England and the U.S. producing the fake intelligence. Those documents have come out. I don't know if I essentially agree with Mr. Baker that it's probably some Iraqi group of five or six different ones. It could be the Iraqi National Congress, anybody. But certainly we know they carry out dirty work, and we know they use them as clients. But, it, I mean, it could be British intelligence, American intelligence. I mean, I know, Mr. Becker, during the break, you were telling me that, well, you talk to people in intelligence and they don't think so. I mean, I wouldn't take it from intelligence just because they say it.
Well, no, neither would I, which is why I've attempted to get different sources. And as far as, say, the U.S. is concerned, I mean, you have to identify a motive, and I don't really find one for the U.S. to bump off a UK weapons inspector. It was doing the U.S. no harm. Bush didn't care what people thought he was going in anyway and staying there. And my U.S. contacts, whether they're in intelligence or indeed in organizations which might be regarded as left-wing, they all say that, yes, he was murdered, but no, it wasn't the U.S.
Hey, who do you think killed the former Russian spy with the radioactive isotope?
The polonium.
Yes.
Well, who I think didn't kill him is Putin. Because, and it's very easy to say that Putin did, because he may have a motive. But, you know, if you're going to kill someone, you don't autograph it. And that's such an obvious link that it's almost like it's been deliberately created in order to blame Putin.
I tend to agree with you. Shifting gears back into what has this done politically in England that it's now well known? I've seen major polls, 80%+ believe that, quote, someone killed him. And a lot of them do tend to think it's the government.
Yeah.
I mean, what has this done politically now? And what made you have the incredible courage to go public?
Well, I just don't think I'm very old-fashioned. I don't think we should go around bumping off people, murdering people in the country. And I don't think that the government behaved in any way acceptably in the Iraq War. The British government completely misled the British people. They said they were trying for peace when they were trying for war. They told Parliament a pack of lies, and I'm rather old-fashioned. I don't think that should be allowed, and I intend to expose it and to bring those to book.
Where does it go from here? Now they want to go into Iran.
Well, I mean, part of the book, I hope, will be to try and open the eye to the British people and say, you know, we've already had one foreign policy catastrophe, which is Iraq. For goodness sake, stop there, because Bush and his neocon friends clearly want to deal with Iran before he's out of office.
Well, they want to escalate us into a third world war and then get to be the heroes, you know, snatching victory from the jaws of defeat or kind of failing forward. But even if the British government didn't kill Kelly and used some minions to do it or stepped aside, the fact that you believe and the evidence shows they covered it up makes them accomplices after the fact, sir.
Well, I think that's right. I'm not saying the whole British government. I think probably there were very, very few people.
Oh, yeah,
criminal element. Need to be involved. But those people need to be brought to book. And what we need to do is, as well as dealing with Dr. Kelly's death, we need to examine the whole attitude and response of the British government in that key period. And frankly, it stinks. It stinks like a lot of rotting fish. And those people who are responsible for lying to the British people need to be brought to book.
Why would the government cover it up that he was murdered?
Well, I think because the idea of when they wrapped up the threat from Iraq ludicrously, the idea they could then turn around and admit that Dr. Kelly had been killed by Iraqis on British soil would have been too much to deal with. And I think they panicked and said, we couldn't have this. This makes us look completely incompetent. We've got to do something else. And actually, it quite suited the British government to make Dr. Kelly look slightly unstable. Dr. Kelly is proving rather a difficult issue for them. And if he could be made to look suicidal, then his values and his quotes somehow become diminished.
But see, you said there wasn't a motive for the British to kill him. There it is right there. Claim he committed suicide.
Well, I don't think... Well, I mean, I haven't... You know, in a way, you don't entirely rule that out. But I don't think the motive was strong enough because the political ramifications of Dr. Kelly's death were so enormous and so difficult for the British government. It looked at one point as if they might collapse. And they wouldn't have taken that risk, I don't think. It's much easier to... You know, the British way of dealing with these things is not to bump people off. The British way of dealing with it is to threaten their pension or to place stories about them in the newspapers. There's a way to dealing with people.
Or to claim he's cheating on his wife, or claim he's on drugs, or
exactly.
Claim he's mentally ill.
Yeah, you don't have to kill someone to discredit them.
But see, Blair bemoaned right before he left office to Reuters at a conference that the people don't believe the government and the media anymore when they try demonization, and that they've lost that tool. So,
well, nobody believes the government because the government could consistently be shown to be lying to people and over some of the most important issues in the world. So that's what we got, I'm afraid.
The strange death of Dr. David Kelly, member of Parliament, Norman Baker. We really are honored to have had you today. As things develop, I'd like to maybe have you back up again, sir.
Yes, by all means. Thanks for asking me on.
Thank you. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with the big news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to analyze this as calmly as I can into the next hour, because I see not just a pattern, but an open declaration of war against not just Ron Paul, our beloved champion, but also against the American people and free humanity of the globe. This information is of the most import you can possibly imagine. By the way, go find that synopsis you did 2 weeks ago, that little condensed deal with O'Reilly and Beck saying we're terrorists, McVeigh, we're dangerous, we're anarchist. Remember that blurb you did? Instead of playing all those different newscasts, I know that's a small portion, but get that ready in the queue as well when we play this Enemy of Liberty newscast. My gosh, this is off the charts, ladies and gentlemen. I can't believe people haven't seen this clearly for what it is. I'm glad that Nemo caught it and did a good analysis of it, and I'm glad Paul did as well and a few others, but it's even worse than what they're saying. If you add in the different ingredients, it gives a picture that I've been predicting is the last piece before jump point into World War III, or as the neocons call it, World War IV, and so much more. I am literally staggering around right now, okay? All right, folks, I mean, every day I say I'm getting more and more anxious, more and more upset, more and more. Let me just tell you, just like before 9/11, I went on air and I said, this is Operation Expose the Government Terrorist. I saw their pre-programming, their pre-positioning, and I had a feeling it wasn't even this intense then, but I knew. Now, I don't know if they're going to activate, but I know they're considering. Their finger is on the trigger. They've got their keys turned. They've got the red buttons out. They've got their index fingers on them, and they're saying, stand by. And all the New World Order chieftains have to say is, you may fire when ready. And they will implement. And I think they're hesitating, kind of like when you're up on a railroad trestle jumping down 300 feet into a river. I've done that. Or 400 feet, 200 feet off a cliff. And when I was young and dumb, and it's that little bit of hesitation, you finally just leap. And they are right now on the edge of the cliff about to jump in and take us with them. Heaven help us. I just wanted to live my life. I just wanted to live in peace. I just wanted to defend the country. I am really upset right now, folks. I'm going to try to not be upset. Let me just go ahead and tell you about some great sponsors. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com is the J. Michael Stevens Group, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. It's where I've bought food from twice. I'm going to get even some more. It lasts 10 years guaranteed, but really it lasts more than that if you don't store it in an attic in the heat or in a garage in the heat. If it's climate controlled, it could last 15 years. High quality. They don't call it organic. They call it clean because it's 99% organic, but a few of the items sometimes, you know, they're in a shortage. Bananas might be from somewhere else, you know, and they can't certify that organic, but it's pretty much organic. You can talk to them about it. And it's really high quality. It's just freeze-dried. And then you just add water. So that's how it's so much food in such small containers because it's freeze-dried, which locks in, by the way, the nutritive values there. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com is their website. And the globalists have said, in State Department Memorandum 200 and in UN Food Summit in 97 in Beijing, that they will use food as a weapon against us. I suggest you take that weapon away from them, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Also, another great thing I want to tell you about is the Freedom Law School coming up in Dallas tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at the Crown Plaza North Dallas Hotel. Amazing speakers like William Rodriguez, Tommy Cryer, Larry Breecraft, Davon Clive, Jason Burmes, Ted Gunderson, Mark Anderson, G. Edward Griffin, Paymon, Robert Lawrence, Joe Bannister, and many, many others. Get your tickets now, ladies and gentlemen, 760-868-4271, 760-868-4271, or livefreenow.org. Livefreenow.org, the Freedom Law School 2007 Texas Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. Get involved now. I think it's just better to start with this clip from 3 weeks ago, and this is a micron of what's out there. This is a small portion. The new clip is five or six times worse. I mean, literally, I count it up all the times. Now it's the most overt ever. Here's O'Reilly and Beck going back and forth on their shows about dangerous people that McVeigh's come from and everything else. So we'll play you this first, then get into the new news, the attack on Ron Paul.
Anarchist group. These truthers are exactly the kind of people who want to rock this nation's foundation, tear us apart, and plant the seeds of dissatisfaction in all of us.
I saw Wise coming out of there. I think he's got a bomb in his bag.
By the time the government figures it out, you'll be in a hole for 30 days.
Which is why I believe these guys are dangerous. I believe these guys are anarchists that are looking to tear us apart. I mean, this is the kind of group that a Timothy McVeigh would come from.
This kind of propaganda is hurtful to those who lost loved ones on 9/11 and damaging to America's image abroad. But the more serious matter is the rise of dangerous radicals roaming the country unchallenged, infringing on freedom of speech, disrupting worship, and insulting decent people. Stop providing comfort to terrorists and others who would harm Americans, including our own family.
Okay, now I'm just going to play this. You can take your own notes. We'll open the phones up in the last 30 minutes today to get your take on all this. I'm going to be analyzing this for the next 50 minutes here on air, okay? That's how much I've got to cover. Please take notes, okay? Please take notes, and I'm going to get articles out on Prison Planet and Truth News according to these notes and their other analysis they add. So you get big picture, okay? That's literally, doesn't have me shaking. I'm not afraid. It has me mourning. It has me literally with a cold, painful feeling in my gut. Because I don't even hate these New World Order people anymore. They're sick, pathetic, cowardly scum. And they hate this country so much. And I'm just so tired of their crimes and them getting away with what they do over and over again. Now, here's Glenn Beck. He tries to preface shit with talking about, I know the border's open. I know the government's bad. I know they do bad things and lie. But this hurts the troops, and they're aiding, you know, bad people. And this Ron Paul people are tearing this country apart. And American people are mad at the government, and these groups are using it. Both parties have 11%. And that's in multiple polls. Gallup, you name it, keeps showing 11 and 12%, and now some are showing 10. Cheney's got a 9. Bush has a 23 now, the lowest ever, lower than Nixon, and plunging. And I've read how the polls are asked. The polls are asked to get high numbers for him. Congress has probably got more like a 5. Cheney's probably got more like a 2. Okay? And they're moving with gun control, UN treaties. Again, mercenary armies, foreign troops, it's all mainstream news now. That's what's so incredible. It's just all being done out in the open. So he prefaces it with all this talk about, hey, I'm a patriot. And Beck tries that. He tries to mix in constitutionalist-type stuff in with what he does, and he always adds the rat poison, the dagger. He thrusts the dagger out while he opens up open arms. Oh, I'm your friend. Give me a hug. And when you hug him, he goes, ugh. Beck, we don't have a choice. They're destroying our dollar. They're destroying our borders. They're destroying our freedoms. We have to fight it. We don't like having to fight you. Stop it. Give us quarter. Leave us alone. I know you're scared. By the way, when Hannity got confronted in a gentlemanly way this weekend by 9/11 truthers with documents, not even 9/11 truthers, they were Ron Paulers. They weren't even talking about 9/11. They were getting into how Fox News, Rupert Murdoch are behind Hillary, fundraising and supplying her. And he was laughing until they said Infowars.com, and he snapped and looked at the guy with fear and then nodded to the bodyguard. Why is Hannity so afraid of me? Why did he attack me? He attacked me first 4 or 5 years ago. Because he tries to pose as a real conservative, as a true constitutionalist. He's a smart guy. He knows exactly what he's doing. He is a mercenary of the New World Order, a propagandist. Hannity, I'm sorry you're scared of me. You have no reason for your flesh and blood to be scared of me. You're the one calling for the arrest of militia members and that every child needs a microchip and for a police state. You're the one that sold your soul. I don't know if it's completely sold. You might be able to reprieve yourself because you weren't completely cold. You looked scared when they said my website. He suddenly turned like he was a vampire that had been shown a huge crucifix and been doused in a torrential downpouring of holy water. They're scared, folks. They're scared of me. And they're scared of me because they're scared of you. And they know we're good people. That's why all their disinfo agents and all their pimps and all their pomps are out there attacking me 90 to nothing right now. And I take that as a blessing because it shows I'm having a big effect. And I'm committed to whatever dark end I have, if that's God's will, for that to be the case. I don't want that, but I have set my sails. I have set my course. And they're doing this now because they're desperate. Now listen to this manifest wickedness with David Horowitz and Glenn Beck and some other little minion. Here it is.
You know, I was thinking this morning, when you enlist in the military, you have to take an oath that says you're going to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. On this program, we talk a lot about the foreign threats. Maybe tonight we should spend some time on the growing domestic one. It's easy to sit back and watch television and complain that our politicians aren't listening to us, that they're lying to us about the border, about out-of-control spending, or their apparent relentless quest to hand our country over to special interests. It feels, at least to me, like our leaders reflect an America that most of us don't even recognize. Well, here's the point tonight. While our foreign enemies are the obvious ones, the physical threat may be developing domestically as well. And here's how I got there. As I told you last week, Ron Paul raised over $4 million in one day. That's huge news. His supporters raised the cash on November the 5th to commemorate Guy Fawkes. This guy was a British terrorist who tried to overthrow the government by blowing up Parliament and killing everybody in it. Paul's supporters called the donations, and I'm quoting, a money bomb. Fawkes was caught the very last minute, some say with his hand on a torch about to light the gunpowder under Parliament. Now, the vast majority of Paul's supporters take this little metaphor the way it's intended, as a rallying cry to create a dramatic political shift. It's really not the way I would go, you know, tying my movement in with a historical terrorist attack, in especially in post-9/11 America. But hey, you know, I'm a libertarian at heart. I get it. You raise money however you want, as long as you're not blowing other people up. But America, here's what you need to know tonight. Ron Paul's supporters are tapping into something that's very real. It's something that I've talked about on this program for a very long time. The rising tide of disenfranchisement in this country. And it's coming from all sides of the political spectrum. If that feeling of disenfranchisement leads to political discussion, then our system works perfectly. But if fringe elements take that disenfranchisement and turn it into violence, we endanger the freedoms we're supposedly all fighting for. David Horowitz is the author of Indoctrination U, The Left's War Against Academic Freedom, and Jonathan Sands. He is a writer and founder of Churchill's Britain. He is also the great-grandson of Sir Winston Churchill. Jonathan and David, it's good to have you here. Jonathan, let me start with you. Guy Hawks, or Fox, as I understand it, he is basically an old-timey Timothy McVeigh.
Sorry, say that again.
That he is England's version in the 1600s of Timothy McVeigh, except his bomb didn't work. He's a terrorist,
yes.
Is he not?
Yes, he was a terrorist, very much so. He had a very clear set of views. He was a Catholic and wanted to return Britain to a Catholic realm. And he was backed by the Pope in Rome to blow up Parliament, blow up James I and his government,
okay,
and overthrow and then have a Catholic king reinstated.
All right. Now, one of his big things, and I think this is where it ties into today, one of his big things was he felt that nobody was listening to him, that the government wouldn't respond. We felt that way, and that's why we disbanded from the from Great Britain in the 1700s as well, because we felt like the king wasn't listening to us. Do you sense at all that this is the same kind of thing that is going on in Great Britain and in America right now?
Yes, this is a problem we are facing at the moment in Great Britain.
Okay, let's stop right there. Well, let me go through all the notes I just wrote, then we'll come back and play the rest of it. And it only gets worse. They talk about using the military against us. A, they use November 5th because of the popular movie V for Vendetta about a corrupt government that stages terror attacks and the people wake up to it and find out they were the ones that did it. And that was just a date, just like we've now picked Bill of Rights Day and Boston Tea Party Day for the 16th and 17th of December to try to give $10 million. You heard that idea launched right here on this show last week. The grassroots are out there going wild with it. Good job. They know that. They know it's the popularization because of that date, not because of Guy Fawkes. Then they move it to McVeigh, and then they move it to 1776 and go, that's what we did with 1776. What do we do? Is this the same problem? So now they move to 1776, and those are bad guys. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Okay? I mean, do you see how slick and deceptive that little move was? And what do we have? I'm going to put this in the article we're doing. FEMA from Road to Tyranny in Kansas City teaching a huge room of police, firemen, and sheriff's deputies that the founding fathers are terrorists and enemies and that patriots in America are terrorists and that George Washington was bad. Then we have state police pulling a woman over and arresting her for a pocket constitution and saying they think it's illegal. A constitution. You cannot make this type stuff up. It's so off the charts. Now, who are the terrorists? The people that are saying the founding fathers are bad or the founding fathers? And they are afraid of this now, okay? And then they try to equate Violence, violence. What do we do about the violence? The violence, the violence. What do we do about all the violence? There is no violence. It's called a money bomb. We're showing our anger in the info war. Who's always pushed that term? We're info warriors. Info bombs, money bombs, sign bombs. It's info war against you. We're going to beat you, and you're not going to stop us. And thank you for doing this. Thank you for being so obvious. Thank you for thinking you can just tell the sheeple out there that it's terroristic to talk about the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. Now, what are they going to do? I bet when 10 million gets raised, I think it's going to happen, or at least close to it. I think when 10 million gets raised on the 16th and 17th of December, I think they're going to go, this was a terrorist action. They ruined millions of pounds of dollars of tea. They threw tens of tons out of all these ships into it. They were vigilantes. This is a day remembering those wicked founding fathers. And then they bring on some Marxists like David Horowitz to talk about how we're a bunch of leftists. Folks, I haven't even begun to get into this. This is Red Level.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural, healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A 1 month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
By the union, that big businessman, and they're going down as I stand.
The globalists think they're going to defeat the U.S. They think they can pose and wrap themselves in a flag and tell us how they're patriotic all day. They're a bunch of un-American traitorous trash. We may be a shadow of what we once were, but there are still red-blooded Americans left that see right through you. And we're rising, and you're not going to be able to contain this revolution of InfoWar, even though you're craving violence. Let me tell you what's happening. They're preparing And that's why this is so important. They're preparing for staged events. This is a key indicator of that. Next hour, we're going to get into that. Let's continue to analyze this enemy transmission against the Republic. Here it is.
Yes, this is a problem we are facing at the moment in Great Britain, certainly, and also in America. We have governments that are promising an awful lot of things for the voters, but they aren't delivering on them. But nobody is actually asking the people, what do you actually want? What is it in education that you want? What is it in life that you actually want?
Stop it. Listen to him. What is it you want? You want more cakes? You want more vaccines? You want more CPS workers? You want to be searched more at the airports and on the streets? We're asking you pathetic peasants what is it you want, you pathetic little worms? Yes, it's a big problem. Yes, those 1776ers. I mean, Beck actually says, 1776, what do we do about these people? It's a great problem, Lord Beck. I assure you. I mean, listen to these enemies. Back to them.
Nobody cares.
Well, David, let me go to you. Because you were a Marxist in the 60s. You
an
were
enemy of the Republic.
You were a guy that was exactly the opposite of where you are now. Winston Churchill.
Stop right there. He is not the exact opposite. Tripling the size of government, going after the guns, trying to dissolve the borders. All Marxist ideology. He's the same as he always was. A little dirtbag. Back to him.
So when you grow up, you need to get some common sense. Is this the same kind of thing, or is this worse than what it was in the 60s with the radicals then?
Oh, I think it's much worse. So first of all, when
after,
my parents were communists.
Stop him. Oh, it's much worse. Oh, yes. Oh, we know about the New World Order. We've shattered the left-right paradigm and know they're puppets. Oh, it's so bad. Back to him.
They were part of a vast conspiracy, and it was orchestrated from Moscow, and wanted America to lose the Cold War. We have a lot of people in this country who think that we're the enemy. And a lot of them are drawn
no.
Of the
Back him up. We don't think we're the enemy. We know people that want to destroy the First Amendment and launch wars and destroy our borders and take our liberties are the enemy of the Republic. Okay, boy? Don't you try that little slick move right there. See what he keeps doing? He keeps saying, we hate America. No, Ron Paul loves America, and you don't, you little neocon. Back to him.
Country. Who think that we're the enemy. And a lot of them are drawn from the ranks of the old left and the new left, the secular left. But
the left, stop him again. The left, no, the left has woken up. They were controlled by big foundations, and they're out arming themselves to defend their families, and they're out arming themselves with real currency, and they're out educating themselves and arming themselves with information, and they hate you now, and they hate Hillary, and they see right through you. Back to him.
The secular left, but to them has been added a whole new constituency of Muslim radicals, of which there are many in this country.
Stop it. There you go. Muslim radicals. Folks, Muslims are scared to death, never go to any events. You never see them anywhere at anything. They're totally wanting to be left alone and run their businesses. They're totally scared. A lot of them are leaving the country. He just mixed in Muslims. And then next he goes into Al-Qaeda terrorists. Folks, when we come back, we're going to keep playing. And I mean just all of it, pure bull. All of it, pure baloney. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.